you're here. Fellowship sweet up, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, January 13th, Friday the 13th, 2017. Day two of being able to have you co-host another program here at the Great News Radio Center. It's a week away from our grand opening open house. Oh, listening friend, I can't wait to brag up what God's doing in the center, but doing it in person. So come on out next Friday, any hours between 4 to 8 p.m., and then Saturday from 9 to 2 p.m. We'll have different snacks and treats and yummy goodies and all sorts of things both days. And we'll have different music. I'll probably be listing some of the different artists and the times they'll be presenting on our website. We're still working out who and when and what. But if you have a heart for singing and declaring the wonders of God like the singing men of GNN, maybe we can schedule a little half hour. I don't want to say a half hour gig, a half hour slot. A slot isn't even that good either. A half hour
time.
Window time to present. We'll be set up in the food court at Lincoln Square, and so there's a lot of mall walkers and people that'll be in here during those hours, and we'll have a stage set up and a little sound system. And so if you have some gifts that you'd like to share, maybe you play the guitar or the violin, we'll have a piano out there, or maybe it's another instrument, or maybe you're a singer or songwriter and you want to share some of your music, give me a call and we'll see if we can work something out. We'll pray it up and see how the Lord provides great entertainment, but so much more than that, because the focus will be just praising the Lord and rejoicing with us what God's doing through this Great News Radio Center. So next Friday, 4 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 2, we'll have prizes and giveaways and snacks and treats and a lot of fun, and testifying to what God's doing here at the Great News Radio Center, located in Lincoln Square. It's right off the downtown square. Let's see, my little map. There it is. I need you to draw something like this. I'm going to give this to Jason afterwards, but it's between Elm and Vine and Illinois and Race, and then the streets that run right into it are Green and Broadway. But is there something that you could do? That's the mall. I want to put that together. I love that little picture as I pray through these cross streets that all meet here and merge. We're between four major streets, and then the cross streets that kind of go right into the entrances. It's kind of neat how this is all laid out, but we keep praying up what God's going to do here at Lincoln Square, especially through you, the Great News Radio listeners, as you come here and maybe participate in one of our wellness workshops and do the wellness walk. And was it you the other day, you were hearing us talk about it, and you said the walk, not the walk to Emmaus, but the Jesus walk?
Oh, yeah, because in Jerusalem, or in Israel, they do the Jesus walk, the Jesus trail.
Yeah, from like the Galilee
all the way to Jerusalem.
Yeah, so Jason was just brainstorming, and we had one of those free thinking where everyone was sharing ideas, and he said, what about the Jesus walk? And then I was starting to think, maybe we could have some things on the corner. This is Tiberias, and this is, you know, where they'd actually stop, and maybe there'd be something there. I don't know. I think I could work something out with the mall where, well, I don't know, we could do something unique. But we're right now in the process of documenting exactly how far this to this to this is. And this walk would be a quarter mile. This walk would be a mile. And then I had Dr. Zachariah walk the four corners. And so he was going to get back to me, how long is it from the outside, like when it gets warmer out? And people would do that back to the Great News Radio Center. And we're thinking next door, we'd maybe call that the Wellness Center, the Great News Radio Wellness Center, where that's where we'd launch the wellness workshops and the wellness walks. And people could come in there, maybe stretch out, whatever. And Dr. Zachariah was laughing when he saw me roll in the ping pong table. And he goes, yeah, that's another form of exercise. So, anyways, we'll see. But it's all happening or being launched next Friday, our grand opening open house. Right now we have the windows and the doors all papered up as we continue to fine-tune and finish up some things. And one of my heart's desires, I got to get Jim to orchestrate this, but in that upper corner, up in the front, where we host some of the conversational English classes. In fact, we'll be launching that a week from this coming Monday. But I want to get some couches. But the sectional pieces that can be kind of moved, or this is like two-seater, corner piece, one or two-seater, because it has to uniquely fit in that tight area. And it can't be these big, fluffy couches. It's not a couch that somebody could donate or they have.
Right.
It's something that will have to be purchased. And it's kind of like, I won't say custom, but it's one of those like IKEA or something where it's made a unique way to fit.
Or light enough to move.
Yeah, light enough to move and narrow or not big and puffy. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen a few online, and so we might have a little easel or some showing what we would love to have here and maybe raise some funds for that. So there might be somebody listening that says, hey, what's it cost? We'll underwrite it, but I think it's going to be a couple $1,000s because we want to get some nice couches and maybe six or eight sections, so it's kind of like a U. And that would be the place where not only would conversational English classes be hosted, some of the people would sit there and it would foster conversation because they're kind of a seating area. But for prayer time and for others, you know, we have this conference room with this very nice board table, conference table. And so this is more formal, but a place to foster prayer and some intimacy or sharing. I think some nice couches out there would be nice. So you can come and see that all this coming Friday, 4 to 8 p.m., and then Saturday, 9 to 2 p.m., and pray with us what God's going to do. Next door, as you probably heard, if you were tuned in at all during the week, we've been talking about how God already increased our size and doubled it. We went from 1,600 square feet to 3,200 square feet, and it might just be temporary, but for the period of time, the mall said they would allow us to utilize the space at a very affordable rate, and so we are using that 1,600 feet, and so it'll be neat to see how we can maximize it to God's glory. But come on out and see what God's doing here Friday and Saturday of next week.
Yeah.
Are you back to doing journaling? I mean, you've always done journaling, but are you doing it a new way this year or something?
Yeah, by default. It wasn't something that I planned to do this way. But while I was on, you know, I have this, my wife would call this an unhealthy obsession with like notebooks or day planners. I like notebooks. I like journals. I like day planners. I like paper. And so we were at, I think we were like Barnes & Noble while I was on sabbatical, and they had all their like their 2017 stuff like 70% off. Wow. And so I was like, oh, look at that one. I kind of like it, you know, and I feeling it and looking at it, I like it. And my wife's like, you know, it's not big enough. I know how you are. The squares aren't big enough. It's going to frustrate you. It's not going to work. So, you know, I'm like, ah, feel it. It feels nice.
Yeah.
So I brought it home. I bought it. I brought it home. You know, it was only, I don't know, $9. I brought it home. And then I started using it for a day. And I go, oh, it's too small. And she goes, oh, I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah.
You know, so then I went back and bought the one I always use. So this one, I just started using it every day to write down some daily thoughts and things that happen every day. Not really, I still do my normal journaling where it's like bigger paragraphs than that. But this is just kind of thoughts. Maybe a scripture hits me during the day, maybe that. So I can kind of, I guess more so go and say, hey, you know what? What was that last Tuesday that I felt like the Lord was saying to me? Or what was this that happened? I know on the program from Wednesday, we talked about how my wife prayed for me, and I wrote that down on the Tuesday column. You know, it's a column, so maybe it's got a 12 or 15 lines, you know, in a column for the day. And I just wrote down, you know, Tasha prayed for me, and the Lord really answered that prayer. Just so I can go back and look on that day and say, you know, what did the Lord do on that day? And so, yeah, but so I've been doing it a different way, just trying to kind of capture some thoughts, really trying to be cognizant of the little ways the Lord is. Because sometimes the journaling at the end of the day is a recap of the big things.
Yeah.
And so I've been really trying to be intentional in carrying this little planner thing around with me and capturing little moments.
Yeah, because you could easily forget or just...
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, somebody the other day said, Mark, you've been recounting all these things. Are you charting them down? Are you logging them? You could write a book on just this last couple of weeks. And I'm like, you know what? I am negligent in that area because, you know, when I think about them and I share about them, you know, they're wonderful. And yet a week or 2 weeks from now, I'll forget about how God raised up that person or that little thing that Larry or this person did or this other Mark did or the person that said, sure, I'll provide that. Or this guy texts and said, do you need punch for that event? And, yeah, it all becomes a blur. I think because it competes with so many other activities or things going on.
Yeah, and I think that maybe like in the big way, we would say, you know, God is faithful. Somebody would say to us, you know, Mark, is God faithful? And you say, oh, yeah, God's faithful. Yeah. Look at the Great News Radio Center. He's faithful. He raised this place up. And yet I think sometimes if we don't capture the little moments, we don't have a way to say, on this day, God was faithful. Because I think that we have, in our Christian life, we have peaks and valleys. Yeah. We have places during the day where we might feel like, Lord, do you hear me? Lord, are you listening? Lord, I'm really struggling. And sometimes I think it's great just to be able to go back and go, you know, hey, yesterday, look at how many ways he talked to me. Look at how many ways he, in his through his word. And what I found more than anything in the, you know, I've only been doing it since the first of the year in this fashion, you know, so I'm on the 10th day. But I find that every day I have two or three pieces of scripture that he spoke to me through. And it just reiterates for me, it just reinforces how important his word is. How important that he speaks through his word, that we so often want God to speak to us in other ways. And yet his word is, you know, I think I've said this to people before, if you're looking for a word from the Lord, he's given you 794,000 of them. Yeah. And they've been revealed in his inspired word. And so, my gosh, I just want to capture that so that I can be reminded mm-hmm. and so that I can remember that the Lord is good.
Yeah. Has Bible Study Fellowship started up again?
Oh, yeah, but I was sick, so I didn't get to go to the first one, which I was really kind of bummed because that's one of my favorite passages. But, you know, I'm trying to say, okay, you know what? If I can't make it, I'm going to be okay with that. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to do what I can do, and what I can't do, I'm not going to do. Yeah. And I'm just going to be okay with it. Too much time, guilt, and shame can kind of heap upon you. But one of the things that we've been really, in our house too, been intentional about, and I don't know if it's how it is in your house, but sometimes I feel like prayer is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, you get ready to pray and then all of a sudden you got something to do or the phone rings or you say, well, we're going to pray every night together. And don't you know, then you get to the end of the week and you go, gosh, we didn't pray all that much at night together. And so we're really trying to be intentional about praying, not just in like our family, you know, but personally, communally, corporately, you know, when people come over, you know, inviting people to pray where we say, hey, you know, would you join us while we pray for a few minutes here? And one of the things is over my break, I don't even know where it came from because I was just collecting articles over my break and reading a lot of articles, reading a lot of different things, just trying to, and I was sick. So I just laid on the couch and read stuff. My wife's like, you're devouring all this information. But one of the things that really struck me, it was an article that I read, and I wish I could attribute it to the right person right now, but I can't because I don't know who it was because I just wrote notes down. But in John chapter 2, Jesus goes to the temple, and everybody knows this story in John chapter 2. You know, the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to the temple. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen, sheep, and pigeons, and the money changers were sitting there, so he made a whip of cords. And he drove them out of there. Mm-hmm. We all know that one. We love that one because Jesus is being like an action hero. And so Jesus is like, makes a whip of cords. He's, get out of my dad's house. You know, this isn't. And Mark actually gives us an even greater understanding of what happens. And Mark says that Jesus says, after he made the whip of cords and he turned over the tables, he says, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the Lord spoke to me, and I was, this article was kind of fleshing some of it out, and then the Lord was filling in some of the gaps, is that all the places where I don't make prayer a priority, I'm robbing the intended purposes of God.
Hmm.
I mean, because the Bible says that, I mean, certainly Jesus is talking here about the temple being a geographic place. The temple is the temple in Jerusalem. But the Bible also tells us in Corinthians that we are the temple, the place where the Holy Spirit rests. And where I don't pray, I'm robbing. I'm being this person. I mean, it says here in the verse, right, it says, but, and what does the but mean? The but means that we're doing something different than what ought to happen. But you have done what? You have made it a den of robbers because God wants to talk to us. Listen, when we don't pray, we're robbing God of being able to hear our voice, talking to him, glorifying him through that. And so I think, gosh, in my busyness and through the enemy and through all that, isn't that exactly what he would want to accomplish? He'd want to rob me from having a conversation with my heavenly Father. You know, I think about when I come home, and I think it's probably the same way for you. You know, when I come home after the end of the day, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, whatever time it is, my kids like bum rush me. And they're like, Dad, check this out, Dad, check this out. And they all got different things they got to show me, whether it's what they built out of Legos, what happened at their school day, a sheet of something they need to, they want to take this extra class at school, or they want to attend this thing. But they all kind of come at me, Dad. And the minute that they know they can talk to me, they come at me to tell me things. Mm-hmm. And I think, how often as Christians don't we go to God to talk to him about all these things that are happening to us? I mean, how many times? And it was really kind of, it's funny, because it was kind of made obvious to me while I was sick. I mean, I was like, I'm not feeling good. And so I was Googling what was going on, scratchy eyes, pain here, and I'm looking in the internet and I'm going like, okay, what do I do? Oh, I drink honey and vinegar and stand on my head. I'll try anything, but when the reality is that if I'm honest, while I was praying, I don't think I was praying enough. I don't think I was going to my Father enough and saying, Lord, you made this body. You know the brokenness of this body. Lord, you can heal this body. I think we kidded around on our Wednesday program about the NyQuil, but even it's the Lord who made the NyQuil, Lord who knows how it works in our bodies. And so we need to go to him because, again, it says but. What's the but mean? The but means that it's counter to what was supposed to be happening. Jesus came to the temple expecting that there would be prayer resounding from the temple, that there would be people in deep time of prayer seeking the Father. Mm-hmm. And when he came there, what did he find? People who were too busy about what was happening around them, selling and buying and what they were going to do next and how they were going to do it, or coming to the temple as simply an appointment at a time of the day or week.
Right.
And Jesus instead says, don't you know that this is my Father's house and you've turned it into a den of thieves? You have robbed the Lord of hearing this voice, of hearing your prayers. And so I just think, friends, we need to be praying. We need to be seeking after the Lord. And where the center is concerned, I mean, the foundation of this space in the mall should be prayer. The foundation of each one of our lives should be prayer. The foundation of all that we do. I read the Bible when I was on break, and gosh, every time Jesus wanted to do something, he prayed first. He prayed to the Father and he glorified him. And then Jesus said crazy things in the book of John, like when people are like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm about my Father's work. Uh-huh. Well, you didn't know what your Father's work was unless your Father told you what to do. Mm-hmm. And so the only reason Jesus knows what work to do is because the Father tells him. Now, some people are going to say, yeah, but he's Jesus. Yeah, but you know what? Jesus said, great, you'll do greater things than even him. And that means that you can, in having those conversations with your Heavenly Father, have an even greater impact than Jesus. Now, you won't have a salvation kind of impact like Jesus does, but when Jesus says you'll have a greater impact, it's because when I'm praying and God sets me to work, and when Mark's praying and God sets him to work, and you, the listener, is praying and God sets him to work, suddenly we're all over the place, bringing glory to God and magnifying the greatness of his kingdom, and then making invitations to people to come to the kingdom. And that doesn't always mean that we're just like, accept Jesus or go to hell. It means that we're going and we're saying, listen, there is something you don't understand and you don't see, and it is magnificent. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There is, I've heard people say before, there's a God-sized hole in your heart, and he wants to fill it. And I believe that with all my heart. I believe, I run into people all the time, they're like, I'm just missing something. I don't know what it is. Maybe I should travel more. Maybe I should do this. Or maybe I just need a hobby. And every time I find myself beginning to ask those kinds of questions of myself, it's really because I'm not talking to my Heavenly Father enough. The hole in my heart is because I haven't called him. I haven't prayed enough. And so I guess my challenge to everyone in the new year is to pray, to let the sound from the temple that goes up to him be your cries of adoration, your cries of just praise, of thanksgiving. And then don't forget, tell him what you need too, because he's the Bible says he's faithful to do it. I love when my kids come up to me and they're like, Dad, I need you to tie my shoes. And you're like, gosh, okay, well, I can do that. And the little things and the big things, I don't know.
Well, no, I agree. In fact, what I love so much about the early steps in this Great News Radio Center and the development, as volunteers came in or individuals came in, many times we sat. Now, we didn't have that conference table now, but we had just a table, and we sat around it and prayed. Or I was very intentional, and I feel like, gosh, what has happened? It hasn't been so much so of late, where I just stop with people and say, hey, let's just pray. way. And so we were doing that. And then somebody mentioned when we expanded next door, there's that one room there, and they said, you could make this a prayer room. And I thought, that would kind of be cool. People, if they needed a quiet refuge to come in and see those two chairs in the corner, I think I'm going to take those over there. Those could be, they look kind of like, you hate them.
Those would be good over there.
I'm going to take those two chairs over there and some other things where people could sit in there and pray for the ministry, or just a quick refuge as they're walking in the mall and come in and sit down and have some quiet time, because it's nice and quiet over there. And so, yeah, prayer is just so fundamental and foundational. And I know, as you mentioned, for Holly and I, we try to have that pattern of the first thing in the morning or praying. You know, she said, now pray, start off our day. But there's some mornings where it's like, I start, you know, once the brain starts thinking about ideas and it's like, I got to get out of bed and like, okay, no, Mark, finish up. Like I have my prayers, it's that acronym, and I walk through all those, and suddenly I'm getting to the Y and the E, P-R-A-Y-E, and it's like, I'm almost rushing, and it's like, why are you rushing, Mark? Yeah. This is the purpose of the day, is the commune and talk with God. So,
and sometimes, I don't know about you, but I have my kids pray a lot now. Because I love the way they pray, because they pray without any of kind of the stuff that we're going through, the stuff that we're kind of mucked up in and all that. I mean, I don't know how I exactly want to say it, but like when my kids pray, even Samuel, I mean, he's three, he starts out his prayer and he says, "Dear God, this is your day. I love you so much." And I think, gosh, you know, sometimes when I pray, I go, "Lord, I know you are good and you are magnificent, and now I need something." You know, I mean, really. And my kids, when they pray, there is no need, because kids don't have kinds of needs. Kids are all about Thanksgiving. And so it's really interesting to hear my kids pray and to learn and to really connect that to when Jesus says that we should have a childlike faith.
All right. Well, the gauntlet's been dropped. It's obvious what we're supposed to be doing today. So I don't think you need to be encouraged on any further. Just spend some time with the Lord. He delights in you. He created you. He fashioned you. He has you unique and special and an individual that can serve His kingdom and His ways. As you just surrender and open up and entertain the idea, hey, you can use me today? Yes, you can. So let me affirm that and spend some time talking with Him. Cast your cares on Him, because He cares for you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. And don't forget, a week from today, our grand opening open house, Friday the 20th, 4 to 8 p.m., and then Saturday the 21st, 9 to 2 p.m. at the Great News Radio Center, located right here at Lincoln Square. Hope to see you, and it's going to be some fun times. If you need some updates on what artist or musician or who's going to be playing or presenting on the Friday or Saturday, you can stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and we'll be updating that in the days ahead. So we have a whole lineup of activities and food and gifts and giveaways and a lot of great fellowships. So that's our grand opening open house next Friday right here at Lincoln Square at the Great News Radio Center. All right, have a great weekend, everyone. Get into good Bible-believing church. The Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet always has their doors open for new people. So stop by, say hi, and get under some great biblical, godly teaching.